Do whatever he tells you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Though we are now outside of the season of Epiphany, we celebrate today the third great event which the Feast of Epiphany commemorates. On the feast itself, we saw how the three wise kings came and worshipped the newly born Jesus, and in this way they manifested his glory to the pagan nations. Feast of Epiphany also commemorates the baptism of Jesus, and in that event he was manifested to the disciples of Saint John the Baptist as the Lamb of God and Son of the Most High. And today, on this third Epiphany event, we see Christ at the wedding feast of Cana. And by doing his first public miracle, he manifests himself to his own disciples, who now truly see that this, their beloved Master, he is God, he is Savior, and they must follow him wherever he goes. And we also see in the Gospel narrative our Lord's mother, Mary, and she was already there at Cana, waiting her son and his disciples to come and attend the marriage feast. Mary was long accustomed to a slender budget in the feast of the in the house of the Holy Family, and also careful management of things. And when Mary noticed that the wine of the marriage feast was running dangerously low, she wanted in her charity to do something about it. Marriage feast was a big thing to the people of that time. Life for the people of Cana, it cannot have offered too many departures from humble daily routine. So therefore, weddings, they were big events. And if the wine were to run out, then the spouses would be painfully embarrassed. And Mary, therefore, she will now intervene to save the spouses from this embarrassment. Mary's words, they have no wine left. They are a masterpiece of discretion, simply directing our Lord's attention to the painful situation. And our Lord is ready to do this act of charity. And since this great act of charity also demands a miracle, our Lord now manifests himself again. He tells the servants to fill the jars with water. Somewhere on the premises they were six large stone jars, and each was capable of holding from 20 to 30 gallons of water. So the carrying of so much water, it took some time, and it indeed aroused general attention. All those present, they must have said to themselves, "Why is so much water being brought in?" It must have taken quite some time to fill all six water jars, but eventually the task was finished. And now, having drawn attention to himself, our Lord was ready to perform his great miracle. And a divine miracle it was. Our Lord changed the water into wine by his mere will, without speaking a word. We know that this wine must have been exceptionally good by what the master of the feast said to the bridegroom. Mary's words to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you," those simple words, they are her short recipe for sanctity. Mary knows Jesus better than any other human ever has or will know him. She is the mother of Jesus and mother of the church. And we learn today what is our Lord's will through the church which he established, namely the Roman Catholic Church. Therefore, besides being the final of the great manifestations of our Lord Jesus Christ, on this Sunday we see that Mary is also manifested. Do you know that sometimes you need to read a book or watch a movie several times until you truly appreciate it? Mary, she is God's masterpiece. She is the greatest of all of God's creation. And since God made so much of her, we cannot neglect her. The Protestants sometimes object to be devoted to Blessed Virgin Mary on the grounds that it takes something out from the honor given to God, or that it hinders us giving us our full attention to God. But this is not the case. Our devotion to her, it does not mean that we love God less, but we love him more. Mary was always so sweet, so courteous, so charitable, as we see in today's Gospel. She, as the greatest creation, is always safe to imitate. I so often tell to our school children that it is not enough just to believe. You also must act according to your beliefs. Today we see the acts of charity in their finest example. A simple danger of being embarrassed was enough to call Mary, and she intercede with charity to her son, who then did the action, and not only showed himself a charitable man, but a manifested God. Mary, she is always willing to help us by her intercession. Why should we be neglectful in calling her the mother, our advocate, and our helper? We know how eagerly mother is always ready to help her child. We are children of God through baptism, but we are also children of Mary by being members of the Catholic Church. And Mary is always willing to help us by her intercession. But to achieve this, we must obey the exhortation of her, the Mother, namely, do whatever he, namely Jesus, tells. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.